The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Bruce Valanche. Remember on Hollywood Squares, the guy to the left of Whoopi, if that's possible? I'm listening to John Orlando on the PVD cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 350. I hope all is well with you, and thank you for checking out this edition of the PVD cast. And I know some of you heard that number, 350, and you were like, oh my goodness, John, this is going to be a big, giant, celebratory episode. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's not going to be a celebratory episode, but I don't have a lot of hoopla planned. Not that I don't cherish the fact that I got to 350 episodes. It's not that. I don't know. I don't feel like making a big deal out of it. Kind of like, you know, birthdays now for me anymore. You know, you get past a certain birthday. Yeah, they're nice. Kind of all the hoopla, you know, you could do without. So, that makes me kind of a killjoy, I think, doesn't it? All right. Well, anyways, welcome to episode 350. My guest is a man that has appeared many times on this podcast, usually promoting his own comic, but this time we're promoting something a little bit different. I'm talking about Jay Kalagayan. He is the executive director of CXC. And if you don't know what CXC is, it is Cartoon Crossroads Columbus. It is an event unlike any other that I'm aware of. It is a comic celebration, all right? All different types of comics are going to be celebrated October 6th through the 9th. There's a lot of programming involved with this event. And it's interesting, and it's awesome, and it's a lot of fun. I have gone almost every single year. I think there was a year that I missed, like I want to say 2018. I didn't get a chance to go. But it's really cool. It's all kinds of different creators coming in from all around North America. They're coming to Columbus. They're showing off their wares. They are also giving panel discussions. All kinds of topics are going to be discussed. And so who better than Jay to come on and talk about the schedule, who's going to be there, the history of the event, how he got involved, and all that other stuff. And so you're not going to hear anything about Jay's project, Messed Comics. We're taking a time out from that because we want to focus on this truly unique and amazing event that's happening next week here in Columbus, Ohio. So with that being said, I'm going to thank a great sponsor, and you know who that is. You know I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. As you hear me say all the time, that World's Greatest Comics is an awesome comic book store. And they've got everything that you need for your fandom. They got you covered, man. It doesn't matter if you need graphic novels, single issues, collections, toys, collectibles, comic book supplies. They've got back issues. I mean, tons of back issues, by the way. So run on over to the store if you're in Central Ohio. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you could check them out online. Their website is wgcomics.com, and they're pretty active on the Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Jay Kalagayan talking about CXC. Ladies and gentlemen, I am joined this evening by the man that wears the title of the executive director of CXC, Mr. Jay Kalagayan. Jay, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Glad to be back. Thanks for having me on.
You're quite welcome. You know what? I'm just going to ask a personal question first, real quick, because I saw the pictures. We're friends on Facebook. How was the trip to Mexico?
Oh, that was during the, well, are we done with the pandemic? I don't know.
I don't know.
That was last spring. And yeah, we got to go to Cancun, and it was just nice. It was just nice. Be on the beach, be in the water. But the coolest thing was the ruins. We got to go to the Mayan ruins, and it was just really cool just seeing how this city was kind of like on Oceanside, and the way they had the coral, or not coral reefs, but the way they had like these kind of reefs, like kind of protecting them from invasion. It was just really interesting.
And did the rest of the family enjoy themselves as well? Because I know, you know, the whole crew was there.
There is one word that just makes things a little bit better, and that word is inclusive. And so everything was paid for, everything was included, which was just kind of nice. You didn't have to worry about how much is this drink or how much is that drink. You know, you just enjoy yourselves.
Okay. All right. Would you recommend someone to go to Cancun?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. I thought it was a little too spring breaky in my mind, but I went and it was a great resort, great time.
Okay. And none of those pesky college kids causing a ruckus.
Man, anytime I can go near a body of water, I appreciate that. I was, I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania. So I was, you know, near Lake Erie. So that was always nice. So I love the Great Lakes. I love the ocean. Just sometimes I think a body of water can just really change your mindset.
Well, let's talk a little bit about CXC. It's coming up here in, not this weekend, but the next weekend, which would be, of course, the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th.
That correct? Is correct. Yeah, okay. That's right. So CXC stands for the Cartoon Crossroads Columbus. It's an international showcase for cartoon art. We have art, cartoon strips, animation. It's just a great mix of creativity. And it's a great opportunity for attendees to really just meet creators, discover stories, and just be inspired.
Now, I was trying to think, and I can't remember that far back. What year is it for CXC?
This will be the eighth year.
Eighth, okay.
So in 2020, we went fully virtual. And then 2021, we had a hybrid. So we have a lot of great panels and everything like that. So we did those panels in person. But the big expo that we have at the downtown Columbus Library, that did not take place. That took place on Discord last year. So that was a really interesting experiment. And the public and community really supported it. But definitely, I feel like they're excited for us to be fully in person this coming year.
I can totally understand. As many of my listeners know, a couple weeks ago I went to the Monroe Pop Fest, and it had a real cool vibe that we're finally kind of maybe coming out of this, you know, crappy situation we're in, and people seem to be enjoying themselves a lot more over that 2-day event. So I definitely think that there's something to it.
People are ready to get out there, but I do stress, like, if you're not feeling well, take a test. And if that test is positive, I mean, come on, be a responsible member of society and stay home if you got a positive test.
Absolutely. So 8 years, I went to the very first one, and that's why I was racking my brain.
You did?
I did, yeah. Back when it was down at the other venue, which I think was
Armory? I don't know.
Yes. Yes. And I can't remember what it's actually called, but yes, it's right down there by Bicentennial Park.
Yeah.
It's like an old armory building. And so I went to that one, and I was thinking today as I was preparing to talk to you, and I was like, I can't remember. And for my mind, I had somewhere around a decade, but I thought, no, it's not a decade, because that seems too much. You know, it's got to be 5 or 6 years. But so eight. All right. Yeah. 8 years.
Eight. And that year, that first year, we had Art Spiegelman, who did Mouse. I mean, like, that was a good lineup that you got to see.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, this question, Jay, is going to sound really silly. And excuse me if it does.
Silly questions on the PVD podcast? What? No way.
Can you tell the listeners and explain, how did you become the executive director of CXC?
So the original executive director was a comic journalist named Tom Spurgeon. He worked for the Comics Journal along with probably a lot of other publications. And he was what I would call the founding executive director. CXC was started by Jeff Smith of Bone and Tukey fame, Vijaya Iyer, who is Jeff Smith's partner in the business and in life. And Lucy Caswell, who started the Billy Ireland Cartoon and Comics Museum. So they started CXC, and Tom Spurgeon was the founding executive director there. Unfortunately, Tom passed away a number of years ago, and Jersey Drodes filled in for the last 2 years. And oh my gosh, could you imagine? All right, I'm going to take this role. I'm going to fill in. I'm going to be the interim executive director. And then COVID hits. So he had to completely lead the charge in reinventing the festival. So that's when 2020, that's when it was all virtual. And then he led the hybrid in 2021. So all daps to Jersey. And of course, all respect to Tom for really building a great art comic book festival. It's not your typical Comic-Con model. And you know, I do a lot of Comic-Cons. We just finished the Cincinnati Comic Expo, and that was incredible. And so I love those models. This is a little bit different. It's a little bit more on the European kind of feel for like almost transforming a city with art. And so the model here is a little different. It's in different locations, iconic locations around Columbus. And my favorite analogy is Voltron. So check this out. The way I see it, it's a bunch of mighty robots coming together to form one big super robot. Okay. So we've got the Billy Ireland Cartoon Library and Museum. We got the Wexner Center of the Arts. We got CCAD, Columbus Art, Columbus College of Art and Design, Columbus Museum of Art, the Columbus Metropolitan Library. We got Laughing Ogre, Gateway Film Center, Pop Culture Studies at Ohio State University, all coming together and all bringing their budgets together to form a mega festival, CXC. So it's really an amazing opportunity and really fits that nonprofit umbrella. I would say that the majority of Comic-Cons that I know of are for-profit. They're businesses, they're corporations, absolutely. While like we are a nonprofit, so we have a mission and we're able to get grants. So the Greater Columbus Arts Council is supporting us. The Ohio Arts Council is supporting us. And people are able to donate funds. And we are admission free. So all our programming, our expo on Saturday and Sunday, it is all free.
Well, let's talk about the lineup and the list of events real quickly here. Since you just mentioned it, you mentioned it's all free. Can you run that down for the listeners?
Oh, cool. Yeah. So it's October 6th through 9th, like you said, and October 6th and 7th, all the activities occur around OSU's campus, Ohio State University. And so it starts on Wednesday, the 5th, little secret little extra there. So the 5th in the evening, it starts at the Gateway where there's a reception. And then Vincent Alexander does this great thing where he shows like some of the old cartoons and just kind of analyzes and talks about it. So that's a lot of the animation that occurs. And then on on Thursday and Friday, events occur at the Billy Ireland and at the Wexner Center of the Arts. So what's really cool is pretty much all day, there's just panel discussions going on. There's behind the scenes tours of the Billy Ireland. And if you haven't seen it, my favorite highlight at the Billy Ireland is they have a lot of the original artwork from Bill Waterston, who did Calvin and Hobbes.
Yes. Yes.
So you get to see some of that original line work. You get to see some of like original Charles Schulz, where he might've whited out certain things and you're like, Charles Schulz used whiteout? What? So you're like, come on. But so like they'll have a gallery there with some great exhibits of some of the things on display. You get to check out the Wexner Center, who has some great art exhibits going on. And just a lot of amazing panels and spotlights. We've got Keith Knight, He'll be our Friday night keynote. And he's the creator of Woke, and he's a great cartoonist. He did the K Chronicles, and just a great creator. And you get to just hear about, he'll talk about his life, his process, how things came about, the Hulu series, everything like that. So it's a bit more of a deeper dive than you would expect. And I think with our festival, you're not going to see like a movie star, or you're not going to see someone from a sitcom in the 80s. And don't get me wrong, I love to see Michael J. Fox. But like what this is more, it's a focus on the creators as the celebrities.
Well, speaking of those creators, who are you looking forward to the most meeting or seeing at the CXC? And I say that because I know you've met a lot of new people.
No, man, John, it's like my children. I love them all. I love them all. Okay, so how about this? I'll tell you this, though. I have a couple of books from my collection that I'm bringing in. And we've got Paul Jenkins. Paul Jenkins did the Wolverine Origins. Mm-hmm. He did the Inhuman series with Jay Lee. He did the Wolverine Origins with Kubert. I mean, like, he's just a prolific creator in the kind of the superhero genre, which is, you know, that's how I was raised. So, like, I have a couple books for him to autograph. Jim Rugg, he's out of Pittsburgh. Him and Ed Pisker, they're doing the Grand Design series for Marvel right now. So Jim does Grand Design Hulk. And Ed did Grand Design X-Men. And so, like, I definitely have those books to get autographed as well. So, you know, I got to bring a little bit of my collection. You're going to see that executive director, like, in line, just like everybody else. Seriously. So that's going to be awesome.
You're not pulling rank.
No.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Heck no.
I'm up
not
first.
Pulling rank. And one of the coolest gifts we've got is his name is Frederick Schott. Fred Schott, right? Mm-hmm. And he's a writer, a manga scholar, and a translator. And a lot of, you know how you go to like Barnes & Noble now and there's a huge section of manga, or you go to like any comic book store and they definitely have that manga section. He's one of those people that helped make that happen. He was talking about manga way back in the 80s. He kind of brought it here to America and helped translate a lot of the work. He's had a lot of great relationships with those creators. And so we are bringing him in just to hear him talk. I mean, like, I think it's going to be an amazing program with him, and just to hear his background, his way of thinking. And he's really a bridge, an amazing bridge to the Japanese manga and anime to America.
I would imagine he's got stories on top of stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. How important is CXC to the city of Columbus, in your opinion?
I think that Columbus itself is, it's a cartoon comic book illustrator creator kind of town. It's really surprising. I'm out of Cincinnati, and I've been around Columbus just learning and hanging out with different people, and just doing different comic meetups. And it's surprising how strong the creator atmosphere is in Columbus. I mean, you've got it being fed by like Ohio State art students and writers, and then also CCAD has a comic book major, Lauren McCubbin. Basically, could you imagine someone's final in college being to create a comic book? I was just like, are you kidding me? I would do that without a degree. But like, that's their project. And so I really love that. And then like stores like Laughing Ogre goes beyond the pale of just your typical, I would say, mainstay superhero-y kind of comics, and really delves into a lot of different books of different backgrounds and different creators. I think they have a queer band book section, you know, and I think they're doing that because that's one of the conversations we're having at CCAD and on the Saturday night keynote is we have a queer band books conversation. And so what I love about it is it's almost like the next stage of comics, like as part of the culture, not just as like kiddie superhero books, but going beyond that. And like, how else can comics communicate stories? How else can comics, explain different worlds that are not privy to your experience and help you learn.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there is, don't get us wrong, for those listeners at home, I feel, and I'm sure Jay, you will agree, you need 31 flavors of ice cream. You need 31 flavors of comics, whether yes. those are serious comics that deal with heavy duty issues or superheroes or slice of life or mystery and horror or whatever. You need everything out there at your fingertips.
And I feel like CXC has that spectrum yes. covered really mm-hmm. well. I mean, you have your people who have worked on like your Wolverine and Spider-Man's, but you also have people that have that are amazing at they are telling their life story or mm-hmm. someone else's life story. We have a Nate Powell, he's one of our exhibitors. He's coming in and he worked with he worked on the March series, you know?
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Jay for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, collections, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. They are like your five-star comic book shop. So, if you happen to be in the area, stop on by and say hi to the fine folks over there at World's Greatest Comics. The address is 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can find them online. WGComics.com is a website, and they're pretty active on Facebook. Just search for @WGComics. Well, you mentioned how you are currently in Cincinnati, and you oftentimes come up to the capital city for various different things for CXC. How are you doing in balancing CXC with life? With you have your own projects that we're not really going to focus on for this conversation, but how do you balance everything?
Oh, what's my favorite billboard? Hell is real. I see the Ten Commandments and Hell is Real on a regular basis. It's always a highlight. A highlight where I check my gas gauge, make sure everything's good. No, it's a lot of driving back and forth. I got a lot of great support in Cincinnati, of course, with my family. And then I have a place in Columbus as well. So like I'm going back and forth and I'm really enjoying learning more about Columbus and just all the great culture and just all the great people in it, you know, and also admittedly, all the great food. I'm kind of tasting my way through Columbus. I'm enjoying myself. What's my favorite so far? Modern Southern at Bud's Dairy or something like that. They do an amazing catfish. And then the other highlight is Three Bites Bakery. They have a lot of Filipino pastries, which I was like, what? I'm Filipino. So that's why I was like, very strange to me. And I'm loving it, you know?
No, wait. I have to interrupt. So did you talk to the staff there and find out, is there someone of Filipino descent that works?
I have not yet because there's always a line and I don't want to bug them. I'm like, hey, what's going on here? The other one is the Japan Marketplace, Bell's Bakery. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The almond cookies. I can't help it. Those are so good.
So ladies and gentlemen, next year when it's time for CXC, we may be looking at a slightly larger Jay. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no. Just
no, I'm kidding. Way. I'm
not
kidding.
Consuming my way.
All right. Is there anything, you know, real quickly, we're talking about the fine city of Columbus. Is there anything that you can't wait to do that you haven't had a chance to do just yet?
Well, I love COSI, all the great partners that we have. I've been at all their places. I think I want to check out that other world. That's, I don't know. I've seen it advertised, other world. Like it's some weird, like ethereal, I don't know, some psychedelic place in Columbus.
Okay.
Have you heard of it?
I have not heard of it. Hold on. I'm gonna research that. I'm gonna Google here because other worlds in Columbus. So, oh yeah, it's a museum.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There you go. Okay. It's
The other thing I want to do is so when Jeff Smith was creating Bone, he used a lot of scenes out of Hocking Hills. Mm-hmm. And so like I've been to Hocking Hills a couple of times, but I definitely want to go back there. And just kind of like scout it out again and just relax. And that'll be after the festival.
Yeah, I imagine you're getting that stress level elevated just a little bit these last couple of weeks. Is that an accurate statement?
I would definitely agree with you on that, but there's just so many great staff and volunteers that are involved with CXC. Again, it's 8 years, so they've really built a lot of connections with the creator community, and also not just the creator community, the appreciators, you know, the people that maybe they're not creating comic books, but they just, that's part of their DNA. They just love comics. They love cartoon strips. They want to support creators. And I think that to build a great city like Columbus and make it almost like a illustrator, comic book, cartoon capital, I think it takes not just CXC, but a lot of other activities going on. I mean, one of my first Comic-Cons was Mid-Ohio Con right here in Columbus. Mm-hmm. And like, I'll never forget that. I don't think anything has filled that void yet. And we're not planning on filling that void as far as a huge Comic-Con like that. We're focused on the creators and the artists and just creating that art festival feel. But like, I don't think anything else has replaced something like Mid-Ohio Con yet.
I would agree with you. That's going to be my hot take for our conversation, as I believe that there have been, shall I say, there have been pretenders, but there has not been a strong contender to fill that slot that left by Mid-Ohio Con.
I would say that's fair. I think that's fair. But like, I like how Columbus has a lot of other operations. Like you have Space, the Small Press and Comics Expo. Bob Corby does an amazing job with that. And that's a wonderful thing. And when I've exhibited my comic book mess there, I'll meet creators from Florida, California, from Canada. So they're coming from all around. What's nice about CXC is with our expo floor, I would say we got some pretty international attention with exhibitors coming from around, I would say around the continent. I don't think anyone's flying across an ocean or anything yet, but definitely we got that continent thing going. So yeah, we got 100 plus creators, and they're going to be on the second floor of the main library. And I don't know, there is something about having the opportunity to either meet your favorite creator and just have a table in front of you, and you can get a book signed, you can get some artwork signed, you can have a conversation with this artist, or you can also discover new stories. There was back in 2019, I was just an exhibitor at CXC, and there was a book, and it was illustrated ramen, you know, like the dish, ramen soup, and it was illustrated ramen, and the pictures were just gorgeous. Just makes you hungry. You know, like a good, like a Miyazaki film where they always have a food scene and you're like, I want to go there.
You know, the side note, I was going to ask if you knew what's the farthest distance? How far is somebody coming to CXC? Do you know offhand?
That I don't know offhand. I'd have to check that. We have Tom Gauld coming in, and Tom Gauld, London, he's done the New Yorker, he's contributed in the New Yorker, the Guardian, so I think he's coming in across the ocean, but I'd have to check the archives about that, how far someone's come from.
I remember Bob Corby telling me a story that I asked him how far, you know, somebody came, and he said, well, we had an exhibitor come from China. I'm like, whoa. He goes, yeah, hold on. She happened to be in Michigan, and she happened to be visiting family and heard about the show and just came down for the weekend. I was like, oh, well, you know what? No, forget about that last part. No. Just say China. Just leave China. It right there.
It counts. It counts. That's great.
Yeah. I just leave that part out and go, oh, yeah, China.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that we'll definitely get Columbus attendees, absolutely. I've been focused on reaching out to like Northern Ohio with Toledo, especially the universities, because the fact that it's free, we really want that to be an opportunity for students to come and meet creators, experience the panel. So I've been reaching out to a lot of different colleges, different schools, just trying to get the different groups, especially with Fred Schott coming in, anime groups especially, you know, like I think that would be a great opportunity, a rare opportunity, mm-hmm. To hear him talk, because usually he lives on the West Coast. So I don't know how often he goes Midwest. So I really love reaching out, and I want to really have Ohio come back to Columbus to experience some new stories. That's how I would put it.
Well, that goes right into what I wanted to ask you. What are your goals as the executive director of CXC?
So my personal goals are to kind of bring this year, our eighth year, bring us back to 2019, or at least close. 2019 was our last in-person festival. Now, I want to get us close to the programming. I want to get us to close to attendance with the expo. There are two highlights from 2019 that I don't think we'll be able to match. Number one, we had Hellboy creator Mike Mignola, and that was a huge highlight for me, and that was amazing. Also in 2019, we had Dave Pilkey, who did Dogman, and the Marshawn at Ohio State. The line for Dave Pilkey, who did his Dogman, was around the Marshawn twice. That's how long the line was. And I heard that, and I was outside trying to get an autograph afterwards, and I heard the audience, and I'm going to say kids, were screaming. So I don't think we'll get those this year, but definitely I think reestablishing in person, bringing back the expo, some great programming, and getting people to that, I think would be an amazing accomplishment. And one of the things that we learned from 2020 and 2021 is we started archiving a lot of these great conversations, because one of the programs is Women Comics. Women Comics is going to have creators Trina Robbins and Lee Mars. And they're going to talk about Women Comics, which is like doing this comic book in the 70s in the Bay Area. You know, it's like the nuances. And we're going to archive the majority of our programs so then they can be enjoyed by academics. They can be enjoyed by fans. They can be enjoyed by people who are just looking for something different. So we're going to keep, we learned that best practice in 2020 and 2021, and we're going to continue archiving our programs. So they'll be on pretty much YouTube forever, you know?
Mm-hmm. I would like to mention real quickly, you mentioned Dave Pilkey. I had a coworker that brought her son to see him, and she told me when I saw her the next week, that yeah, the line was outrageous. But
I know.
But her son loved it and got a picture with Dave and got an autograph, and it made his world for that period of time. So
I want to bring us back to those 2019 levels. And then honestly, it's a scale up to the 10th anniversary. What does that mean? I don't know yet. But just really celebrating the fact that we're hitting our 10th anniversary. Maybe it's a greatest hits where we're bringing back some key creators. Maybe it's a big mural that says CXC on the side of a building in Columbus, downtown Columbus. I don't know. But what's nice is I'm trying to create the structure so we can start dreaming about the 10th anniversary.
One question I had, we talked about, how, as I just mentioned, a coworker of mine really enjoyed the CXC. How do you get feedback? Do you get feedbacks, I assume, from the individual vendors that are there? You get feedback from the guests who are there? You get feedback from fans? How do you get feedback? Where do you get it from? And how do you use it?
So it's pretty much word of mouth. It's word of mouth, but also we have a lot of survey tools. So like people that we know attended, and definitely all the exhibitors and special guests, we send out a lot of survey information. We have to, a lot of the grants that we get, we have to include a lot of that information in those grant final reports. So but it's a great opportunity to really keep us on the ball, to ask the questions about convenience, about programming, about diversity, whatever we need to really just improve. We want to be continuously evolving and improving and trying to make the experience as pretty much as nice as possible. So there is very little in between an attendee meeting a creator.
Okay. Final question in regards to CXC. And I don't know, maybe you can answer this. Maybe I'll catch you off guard. If you could book one guest, a dream guest, who would it be?
Oh, no. Wait. Do they have to be living?
You know what? What the hell? No, they could be dead. Who knows? Let's go. Let's go. Let's.
I'm telling you, John, it was so sad to me. I was kind of just having fun and coming up with names that would be just really fantastic to have at CXC. And I wrote George Perez, who I've admired as a creator for so long. And then like a month after I just wrote his name on just some spreadsheet, that's when he came out with the announcement that he had cancer and was terminal, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, I don't want to say, maybe the word is classy. What a great way to make an exit is like how he did it. He announced it. He got to go and see friends and meet other creators, and you know, just what a great exit. Absolutely. If you have to go. So George Perez, I was like, oh no, really? Oh no, so sad.
Because he is truly an icon. I know that word is thrown around a lot, but he truly is the definition of that word in the comics industry.
I mean, just the not just the nostalgia around his work, such the formative years of a lot of comic book readers. So, if you're serious about like the dream guest, I mean, Miyazaki, holy cow.
Okay.
Hayao Miyazaki. I know, no way. But Hayao Miyazaki, I mean, like comic books, animation, director. I mean, holy cow. And never, as far as I know, tours. That would be impossible. I mean, I would love a Neil Gaiman, of course, you know, like huge names, that kind of thing. But wow, Hayao Miyazaki. Woohoo.
All right, there you go. We got one for the present that's still living and one that has passed. So there you go.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about where folks can find all the information about CXC, where they can find out the list of events, where things are going to be, et cetera, et cetera. Can you run that down for us, Jay?
So cartooncrossroadscolumbus.org. That is our website. All the social media, Cartoon Crossroads, you'll find it. Or just Google Cartoon Crossroads Columbus. Again, it is a 4-day festival. It is a lot of great panels doing deep dives into certain subjects. And there's the expo on Saturday and Sunday, 100+ creators. And it is all free. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to our great donors. It's all free. So that we do not want admission to be a barrier for people to meet creators and discover stories.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I did mention real quick, you know, we were going to focus a little more on CXC, not saying that you don't have some other stuff to talk about, Jay, but what we'll do is why don't we hold off and talk about that maybe in a few weeks or whatnot.
I'd love
when
to
you're all
back.
Wrapped up with CXC and whatnot. We'll try to definitely I'll get you back on here so we could talk about that stuff, because we wanted the focus. You know, as we spoke off air, we wanted the focus to be about CXC because it is an important event, folks. And I don't want to be super serious about this, but it truly is a monumental festival of art, just art, period. You fill in what type of art, but art, period. So if you get the opportunity, come on out. Jay, thanks, man. It's always fun to have you on.
Good to see you. Where are you going next? When am I seeing you next? Are you going to come to the festival?
I'll be at the festival. Absolutely.
Excellent. You got to do that. Have you done a Billy Ireland tour yet? You got to do that on Fridays. There's going to be some behind the scenes Billy Ireland tours.
Ooh. Behind the scenes stuff?
I'm telling you, you got to check out that archive.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I'm going to pencil that in because I was going to just free flow, but I'll pencil that in. In fact, I'll use ink. I'll use ink. So it's permanent.
That's awesome.
All right, with that, Jay, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation, talking all about CXC with Jay Kalagayan. If you're in the Columbus area, you need to go check out CXC. In fact, if you're anywhere in the Midwest, it's an easy drive to get to Columbus. And again, it's all free. All you got to do is drive in. You can check out some really cool stuff that's going on here, whether you're talking about panels, whether you're talking about vendors and exhibits, whether you're talking about, you know, premieres. That's right. There's even going to be premieres of some animation here. CXC is indeed a world-class celebration of art. I said it in our conversation. I'll say it again. It's art, man. It doesn't matter. You can call it comics or comic strips or cartooning. It's all art, man, and it's beautiful art. And so thanks, Jay, for once again coming on and talking to us about CXC. And again, folks, check out cartooncrossroadscolumbus.org. There you go. I said it real slowly for you, and you can get all the details on the event. All right, well, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to let you know where you can get in touch with me if you want to. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. You can shoot me an email if you like. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is my email address. And you can even drop me a line on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. That's at PVDcast. Now, there's a ton of different ways that you can hear this podcast every single week. Obviously, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly and the easiest place to get your episodes. But it's also available through all of those major podcasting outlets, such as Spotify, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, etc., etc. All you have to do is go into the search bar of your favorite outlet and type in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should be able to find it. And there's even an easier way to hear the week's episode. It's called a Facebook broadcast, and I do those every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through the Facebook page of the PVDcast. So you got a bunch of different ways to check it out. And again, if you listen to any episode, please rate and review. All right. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithms. Like it on Facebook if you listen. Again, that helps me out tremendously. And obviously also subscribe so you never miss an episode. And of course, tell everybody you know about this awesome podcast. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you one more time for checking out the episode. And I shall chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2022.